I first came back in 1990 for the 25th, and it was interesting because Jose Williams, he's one of the big shot preachers. He was the head of the Scope Project, and there was a lot of corruption. And Martin Luther King sent me personally back down to figure it out and deal with it. Just, I had no commission, no title, no pay. He just clasped my hand in his and gave me $25 and a plane ticket to Atlanta, and he said, "Give him hell, Arkansas." And that's the last time I ever saw Martin Luther King. But anyway, I came down and I worked in Demopolis and that for a while. And there's a book written about my work. It's called If White Kids Die by Dick Revis. And the same thing happened in Demopolis. I wound up having to lead a demonstration because the local leadership copped out at the last minute. And we're coming down the steps of the church, and all the cops attacked me personally. And
Do you know why?
Yeah, because they knew I was the one who had pulled it together, because they figured it would dissipate. But I showed up and started singing, and we got it together, and we come down, and they jumped me. And Revis writes, they were hitting Arkansas. It was like blades on an airplane. Bam, bam, bam. And I thought they were going to kill him right there.